Okay. We're going to start out with the Prophet's Corner and Cut this morning. This is Sunday morning, 11:15:20. The first one is going to be a short one. Lord gave me this earlier part of the week. It's called Dead in the Streets. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 11 first. I've been asking them angels up there to get them their weapons out, that hell they got stored up there, because we're not going to put up with any more of this riots and hurting people. It's over. Revelation 11, verse 1, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Now don't think about this as some old crusty prophet out there with a flamethrower coming out of his mouth. Think of it as the church. Think of it as God's government, God's power, God's reign. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. And have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street. The church has been laying dead. God's government has been laying dead. And they think, like the other word, they have won, but they have not. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half. Just this week, I encountered people that say they're conservative, say they voted for Trump, but they're so negative. Well, it's over. It was hard not to slap them upside the head. It was hard not to rebuke them just openly, because that's what they're talking about. They're dead. And shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice and make merry. And shall send gifts to one another. Dancing in the streets. Because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. The last semblance of law and order. And godliness. And righteousness. We did it. We laid them low. We took them out. Finally, the beast can rise and do what he wants to do. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. Are we seeing that all over this nation? The million MAGA march yesterday? And great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. They finally found their place, didn't they? They took their seats. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were frightened, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe was past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was a great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come in the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great. Shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Yay! I'm ready. And the temple of God was open in heaven. There was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there was lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. They got them weapons ready. Whatever it may appear on earth, we know what the symbology is. We know what's going on in heaven. There's always two perspectives. What's going on in heaven and then what's manifesting on the earth. My nation, the American nation, one nation under God, in God we trust, they will laugh with glee and cry hee hee. They are throwing parties and sending gifts to each other because they think they have won and finally the new war order has begun. They think they have pulled their scam off and that they are safe. As I said to you in an earlier word, they will think that they have won, but they have not. For my church and my nation are standing up. Boom. All right, we're going to read one more scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Just let them have their glee, because it will be short-lived. You know, I noticed our president, he's being very silent. Even when the MAGA deal, he come by in his motorcade, but he's staying low. The art of Sun Tzu is, appear weak when you are strong. He's not saying much, he's not doing much. But don't you think for a minute that he's not strong, because he is. 1 Thessalonians 3:3. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Okay. Thank you, Lord.